All right, let's maybe then turn the tables to how do you avoid attending unproductive meetings? Have you been successful in avoiding to attend unproductive meetings? I would love to hear the ratio of productive and unproductive, roughly. Like, it's not an exact science, but I would love to hear what everyone's week is like. Anybody in like 100% productive meetings? I want to know your secret.
So if I am in doubt, right, whether I should attend or not, I always the manager or product owners whom I'm working with and get their feedback whether we need me to be there or not. That's the first thing I do.
No, that's great. That's a good point. Yep. Other folks, how's your ratio of productive and unproductive? Some weeks are, for me, 70-30. Other weeks are maybe 80-20, but... Ala, what are you thinking?
I try to look at the agenda for the meeting. See what exactly we're going to talk about. And if my participation is required, sometimes some people who hold meetings will list out the names of people who are required to attend. I will also follow up with a ping or an email to a meeting facilitator just to make sure that my attendance is appropriate or needed.
Some of the things
that I might do.
A lot of times there are old invitee lists. The most unproductive meetings are the ones that has more than like 8 people on it. Usually huge lists. And you're like, if you don't know why you're there, you want to ask them. You might even be lingering there because of your previous job in a previous department. But also people like to copy every single person. I don't know about you. I have a lot of meetings where people don't put in an agenda. They just invite and have subjects. And I'm like, why do I need to go? And sometimes I have unproductive meetings when I'm not the right person. They actually should get someone on my team. And I've learned actually now when I look at the subject and I don't know what they need, I ask them. And half the time I end up actually passing it to someone on my team because what they need I don't really have. And half of the time I decide to take it because I don't want to take that time from my team member, but it is important for us to build that relationship with that team. I guess maybe I should ask the question how to avoid, like, do you guys have this challenge? Because perhaps I have more of this challenge. I seem to be in a lot of meetings that are in different departments to try to understand what we do. Do you guys have this challenge at all in attending unproductive ones? Or is this more perhaps a projected one from me?
This is Troy. Yeah, I definitely have the challenge. I actually had a situation where I felt like I was doing well on this and that I'm one of the representatives of two groups that get updates from another group, and I was noticing how most of them weren't relevant to me, so then I stopped going and was feeling good at liberating my time. But then I got a comment from the other head of the other group a couple weeks later saying, oh, hey, Troy, I noticed you. I don't know, kind of a snarky joke that I hadn't been coming at all, and then I felt like I needed to go back to those meetings.
You were shamed to go back. You were peer pressured, it sounds like. Was it productive still to go back? Or is it just the fact that it almost is like a FaceTime? I mean, sometimes you kind of need to be there to represent your group. And you may have to escalate in a different way, like ask the person about how to better use that time if there's a gentle way of suggesting it. Do you have those options?
I think I could, yeah. I could be more upfront to them that I will only be attending when it's most useful.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had an incident just, you know, recently I was getting a lot of meetings about meetings and meetings about statuses. And literally I was like, wow, I have 4 status meetings about the same thing. And it didn't seem to be a good use of my time to repeat it. And so, you know, I did a combination of asking my program manager or my strategist to go just to kind of make sure we are covered, right? There's a little bit of that face because you're kind of dinging someone if you say no, but you weren't able to change the process. So you kind of still want to maintain that relationship, especially when it's cross-functional. But I also escalated to my own program management leadership and I said, hey, I'm really struggling with how to allocate time from my entire team for this because we had 4 meetings like this and look at the structure. It doesn't seem to be effective. And, you know, it's been like 2 weeks and that might have been heard because I 3 out of the 4 got canceled since. So that was helpful, from both sides. But, anybody else have trouble with avoiding unproductive meetings? Troy, you and I probably share this problem then.
I imagine someone else do too.
Yeah, well, lots do, I think.